That was the Upsetters, Blackboard Jungle version 1. You're listening to Breaking Down the Pressure on WTSQ 88.1 FM Charleston, The Status Quo. My name is Tom Sloan, and I have a very, very special guest in the studio today, Ms. Amy Goodman. Welcome.
Hello, WTSQ.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the air.
Now, why do you call it The Status Quo? If only this was The Status Quo.
That would be a question for our...
It's good, though.
A founder.
It's an aspiration. Personal. Oh, good, good, good. So you just moved into the People's Building?
We've been here... A year and a half ago. Okay, Chris Long.
Hi, Chris. Congratulations. I was just saying, WTSQ 88.1 FM, if only it was The Status Quo. But how'd you get that name?
No, hello.
You're
swallow first.
You're on the air. Okay.
So everyone will tell you at the station, this is you've been on the air. You've been on, your voice has been on WTSQ more than my voice. Like what? 1,000 to 1, if not more?
Yes,
like 10,000 to 1. Yes. So I don't do this often. This is not natural. My natural state is behind the scenes, keeping this thing afloat, keeping this thing going for the last 8 years. It's surreal that I'm sitting across the table that we just built for this conference for you to be here. So,
well, wait a second. This is an amazing feat. 2015, how did you establish WTSQ?
Yeah, so the story is, you know, I moved to Charleston around 2010 and was rather not impressed with what was available to us on the FM frequency here in Charleston. I would listen to public radio, I would listen to news source. And then I would kind of fade out after I got the, you know, morning edition. And we were going to start a pirate radio station. So I moved to Charleston, and the idea was, let's do some freeform stuff. Let's do our own thing. And during that period, I'd happened upon a filing window. And it's just sort of serendipitous that I was looking to create a pirate radio station when there was an opportunity to make a legitimate radio station. An organization called Prometheus. We would not be here without Prometheus. And so Prometheus held my hand through the process. I know this technical kind of stuff. I don't know radio. And we've learned all this on the fly. We've learned all this as we went. And so I had the name of the station in my head before the call letters, before anything else. And the entire concept was to shake up the city, shake up the status quo. So it's tongue in cheek. It's like, well, we'll be the status quo, you know? And so, you know, a lot of people have asked, like, why do you call yourself? You're anything but that. I'm like, that's just, I thought it was cheeky. I thought it was fun.
You know, I've always said, and I said it in this speech right at the Capitol Theater, those who care about war and peace, those who care about equality, whether it's racial, economic, social justice, who care about LGBTQ plus issues, those who care about the climate, are not a fringe minority, not a silent majority, but the silenced majority, yeah. Silenced by the corporate media.
Yeah.
And that, so you are the status quo. You just don't hear that broadcast or amplified, but I am sure you represent
and
most people.
And to speak to that point, there were so many people when we started the station that said, I felt alone until this thing happened. Until, like you said this morning, you go to where there's silence. And there was a lot of silence in this capital city, which is weird to think of in this United States. But this is a small capital city. And there was an abundance of silence. And when we actually started broadcasting, you're right. That majority is here. And those people are here. And they're like, thank God it's here. Thank God that Democracy Now! Is on the air and David Pakman. And we're playing, you know, dub, reggae, funk, blues. It just doesn't, you know, people felt isolated. And this is a way of bringing people together.
Well, this is totally amazing. It's thrilling to be here. And on top of everything else, you have the Loopy Leaf? You have a vegan restaurant down the street.
Yes. We do indeed. Yeah, the Loopy.
You are the vegan restaurant of low-power FM stations.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Very healthy for the community.
Uh-huh.
That's an amazing compliment. Thank you.
I'm just trying to take a picture.
Thank you.
I'm so excited I have to document this. We spent so much time. I mean, I think I spent more time in that plane going from New York to Charleston than I did, like, flying to the other side of the planet. Because in Charlotte, they weren't used to having rain, and so we sat on the tarmac for about 4 hours.
I'm so grateful that ultimately you made it here. Yes. This is fantastic.
And to make it to this, that is truly incredible. And that you're here and playing reggae and political shows, and when most people outside of West Virginia know West Virginia as the home of the Manchin, right? Of Senator Manchin.
Yep. I was talking to Mai on the way up, and yeah, you say, yeah, that name gets brought up a bit on Democracy Now, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of things play out right here at
home.
And
it's very important.
Nationally relevant and to the world. Yeah, our senator has, you know, a lot of power, and it's, thank you for pointing out some of the things that are not pointed out, and even in the state. And we have a lot of issues within the state and the public broadcasting in which, you know, the current governor is doing everything he can to strip it of its power and to make it his, you know, microphone instead of being independent.
Isn't that governor running for the Senate?
He is.
With his bulldog?
With
yeah. Baby dog.
Baby
yeah.
dog.
Baby dog.
Yeah.
Baby dog. Do it
well,
for baby dog.
I mean, the thing is, I have a little pup also named Zazu.
Oh, nice.
Now, Zazu just turned 3. And she is named for the Zazu of France. That's the anti-fascist, anti-Nazi youth of France and occupied France of World War II. They loved jazz and swing. They went to the underground nightclubs to listen. And then they would take on the Nazis. And they were targeted by them. And they were called the Zazu. So they are freedom fighters. And Zazu is a freedom fighter.
Nice. That's awesome. Now, what I was going to say when you were talking about
yes, Tom,
about Senator Manchin. So outside of West Virginia, West Virginia gets a pretty bad rap, and there's, you know, a lot of stereotypes and things like that. So it's great for Democracy Now! And, you know, community radio stations, underground independent radio that can actually bring the truth that you don't see on mass media or corporate media, because they're not showing you what West Virginia is really about, you know.
I mean, that's what you guys are all about. I mean, here you are giving a voice to people who, again, I do think are the silent majority. And your state, to say the least, compared to its size, both population and just its physical size, has enormous influence in the country. Because, for example, Senator Manchin is the largest oil, gas and coal recipient of oil, gas, coal money of any senator in the country. And yeah. In this time of a climate catastrophe, that certainly does matter. And that you give voice to so many others. I mean, that's the whole point of community media.
Yes.
Yeah. So I grew up in kind of half of Florida, and then we moved to, in the 90s, early 90s, Boone County, West Virginia, which is like south of here. It's the number one coal extraction county in the state. It generates more revenue than Kanawha County, which is where the capital and, of course, where we're at right now. And so my grandfather's a coal miner. My uncles were coal miners. And for years, they've been telling me, do anything but coal mining. And they've known for decades that this is a dying industry, but this state needs to move past this so bad. And I think there's an appetite for it, but there's not an outlet for people to communicate that. Like you were mentioning this morning, you know, nobody's really giving equal time to the Palestinians that are suffering, you know. But same thing, there's a lot of coal miners down there, they're suffering. They just want a job. They just want to support their families. They're really not that dug into coal. It's just that's the only thing that they're fed.
So, Chris, this is a really, really important point. If it's seen as just losing your job, then you're going to have the kind of politics we have in this country.
Yes.
As you just said, your coal mining family said, don't be a coal miner. So how do you think the transition can be made? Because they would have jobs in a sustainable economy. And that's what we have to give voice to. What does that look like? That's imagining a new, as you call it, status quo.
And there are people that are having this conversation. There, you know, there's the Mountain Party in this state, and people that want to heal the hills. They want to, you know, they're growing lavender. I mean, there's opportunity. We have, you know, we've got to reclaim all this. We're not even mining. We're just stripping the mine. We're just stripping off the tops of the hills. And all that's got to be reclaimed. It's so easy. The answer is right in front of us. We could easily be growing marijuana and healing the state that's got an opiate crisis. People would have jobs. We would have industry. And we could start, like, you know, environmentally starting to heal this place that we've wrecked for a century, you know. So, I mean, there's options, but nobody, we don't really get, unless it's like people like yourself or these community stations that are all around me right now, giving these kind of alternative that are pretty obvious answers. They're there. They're right there. But we're strangled from saying them out loud.
And the key is to have a forum where people can hash out the answers, the solutions. It's not like they're all obvious. But instead of this ridiculous pseudo right-left debate, if instead you're debating what is the best way to make this transition, and everyone in every sector of society weighs in and says, we obviously can't continue on this path.
Yeah.
The coal miners are getting sick, the planet is getting sick, and we care about both and so much more. So how do we do it?
And that's the writing's on the wall. The industry is dead. I mean, solar and you know, the time has come. Solar and wind and all this stuff is happening, and we need to be a part of that. You know, this, you know, I think of my grandfather who had black lung and died, and I'm thinking, like, well, what did he die for? You know, like he did it for us and us to have a better life, but he didn't want us to keep on doing this. And you know, I absolutely. Just
well, that's what these microphones are open for.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to be the start of it right here in the People's Building.
Well, we certainly hope so. Yeah. So, yeah. So the mission is to shake up the status quo, to create a new one, one that we, you know, as cliches as the people would like to have. So.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's so honored to have you here. So thanks for coming to Charleston. Thank you for being a part of the Grassroots Radio Conference.
Oh, my God, of course. Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! You're listening to WTSQ 88.1 FM in Charleston, West Virginia.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to have you.
Thank you. Honor to be here.
Thank you.
I look forward to coming back and to making it on time.
Please do. Please do. You're welcome back anytime.